have to turn on my browser.
I mean, yeah. Welcome everybody to a brand new edition of Rufflecast. I am your host Achilles, joined as always by the delicious creme de tartare to my baking extravaganza engineer Soman Ray Penis King. How you doing,
hello, buddy? Can I be called the fixer from now on, like I'm a cleaner, like Leon the Professional?
Engineer, no. Ray it is.
No, fixer.
And
fixer.
Next up is the inventor of the engineering practices through all of North America, Kayla.
That was awful. You must be drunk.
I'm getting deep.
You're losing it. You're losing it.
You should have said the choo-choo that engineer Ray shovels his coal into.
Whoa, that's really racist and mildly sexist, I think.
Where's the race part into it?
Because, you know, you're a Chinese person on the railroad.
You called me an engineer, and engineers work on trains.
Yeah, and so do all Chinese people.
By calling me an engineer, you were the racist one first.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway, that is your job here. You're here to engineer relationships and delicious craft beer. You should do that. You should go into craft beer making.
Are there craft beers that taste like steak and potatoes?
There isn't yet.
You should make it.
There it is. I think we just found your calling. Everyone thought that you would just be, you know, a homeless, crazy person talking about the world going to end. But now you're going to be something so much more. A beer
tycoon.
Well,
that's actually incorrect. The world's not going to end. It's going to be reborn. But we have to wait 40 days.
There it is. Okay, this week on Rufflecast, we'll be watching trailers and then talking about the trailers that we're watching with the movie. The first one we're watching is Mission Impossible, and it's playing already. So let's tune in. We can talk over this.
I've seen this, and I hate this movie.
Why do you hate this movie?
I don't hate this movie. I haven't seen this movie. I don't watch them. I'm just not a huge Tom Cruise fan.
You're being real gay about this. That's all I'll say.
Oh, I don't watch them either.
Ha!
Did you ever choose?
Why not?
I would just never had an interest.
Is this something about Judea?
What?
You heard me.
And the blood will be on your hands.
Was that Zach Galifianakis?
No.
Is this a trailer for James Bond or Jack Reacher?
Or John Wick.
You had a terrible choice to make in Berlin. One life over millions.
What is that?
And now the world is...
Oh, it is.
This is the CIA's mission.
Look at that.
Plutonium. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
Oh, hey, lady. African-American lady. Yes,
they would. That's the job.
Pew, pew, pew.
Down with the victim. We both know you need them.
There's nothing in this trailer that differentiates it at all.
I love the music
like
for trailers,
Suicide
man.
Squad without anyone you need to walk away. From a comic book in it.
The only thing it has in common with Suicide Squad is that I want to do that to myself during the movie.
How long before a man like that...
Call myself and all my friends. Hey! Superman's in this one!
Yeah!
Superman versus the Mummy. Excited.
Maybe this one will actually have a better ending.
Oh my, K, water doesn't fall. We get it. You want to die. Ooh. Oh, Superman.
Looks so handsome when he's fighting without his weird hair.
That looks pretty cool.
You can't fight the friction.
Like, hey guys, Simon Pegg's still in these movies. And they're like, okay.
So, how is he?
Oh, you know. Same old Ethan.
Michelle Monaghan, get out of here. We get it, you actually did this.
Hey, that's where he broke his foot.
Seriously?
Yeah.
God, he's the best.
You can watch it in slow motion.
Find it best not to look.
You just see it snap. It's real gross.
God damn it, I want to talk shit, but this looks so good!
It looks like every other one he's
in. Oh, God, I love it. It comes out on my birthday. I am so excited. Pausing.
Hey.
What?
a positive.
This video contains content from movie clips.
Mission Impossible Fallout. What do you guys think?
Wait, do you have to see all the other ones to understand what's going in this one?
There's only five other ones.
What do you mean? The one with Jeremy Renner? Was it called Mission Impossible Ghost World or something?
That one didn't exist.
I only want to see that one because I like Jeremy Renner.
Do you remember that time they tried to get him to take over Mission Impossible and they're like, nope, it didn't work. And then they go back to Tom Cruise and then they try to get him with Bourne and like, nope, won't work. Get it through your fucking heads, Hollywood. Nobody likes Hawkeye. It's never going to work.
I like Hawkeye.
No, you don't.
I do.
Hawkeye doesn't like himself and fans of the comics will know that. Do you know why he dresses like a fucking drag queen from a discotheque masquerade
How
party
dare
in the 70s.
You.
He was in a circus.
Yeah, he hates himself.
It's just like Robin.
I collect Hawkeye comics.
So this one is directed by Christopher McQuarrie and is starring Tom Cruise, Rebecca Ferguson, Simon Pegg, Vin Reeves, Michelle Monaghan, Alec Baldwin, Sean Harris, Henry Cavill, Vanessa Kirby, Sia Burke, Angela Bassett, looking beautiful. Christopher McQuarrie, you might remember as Bryan Singer's best friend, who co-wrote and co-directed all of his movies.
Oh, dear.
He didn't fuck dudes, though, so he's good. He directed a really fun movie called The Way of the Gun and also directed Rogue Nation, which was a movie as well. He wrote The Mummy and Rogue One. He helped write Rogue One. He was one of the writers on that. He wrote Live, Die, Repeat, which was amazing. The Jack the Giant Slayer, which was horrible. He did a treatment on The Wolverine, which is amazing. He wrote and directed Jack Reacher, which was a movie. And Valkyrie he also wrote. So, and The Usual Suspects. So he's been around.
Like Valkyrie.
Yeah. So he's written some good stuff. He's written some bad stuff. He's directed a couple good movies. He directed almost good movies. All three of those movies are almost okay. So let's say on his fourth tryout, this one looks pretty fun. I'm going to give it to them. I'm not getting a Bond movie right now. I'm taking this one. I'm excited. Fuck you guys if you guys don't like it.
Are you rating it out of a scale?
Yeah, you want me to? I'll do it right now. I'll do it right now.
You rebel, you.
I'm going to rate it at, a good number.
I've got to say
you
something
again when you're sober.
I'm gonna say something to you that might hurt your feelings.
83. It's decided.
What? Oh my god!
I would rather watch a Woody Allen movie than a Mission Impossible movie.
Oh, you'd rather watch a movie from one of the greatest living directors? Oh, what a shocker!
Oh,
fuck you and your fucking
a guy who married his stepdaughter. Yeah. What? Wait. I like what he
does. Does it make him worse of a director? Of course you would, you creepy motherfucker. Does it make him any worse of a director that he wanted to fuck a young Asian chick? Michael Jackson molested children, and I love Thriller. I'm listening to it right now. I love it. So if you guys are willing, and I go to church still, and they rape kids. They're raping kids as we speak.
I thought they said stop. I thought someone said stop.
It doesn't matter what you say. Why does Craig keep leaving?
Because he hates the conversation that's happening right now.
Craig's a real piece of shit, I'll tell you that.
How dare you?
Craig's just unreliable. We should rename him Shane. Next trailer. Do you guys want to say anything else about Mission Impossible? He broke his foot. Like that's pretty cool. They filmed it in Britain, India, New Zealand, and Norway. It looks gorgeous. I mean, IMAX 3D. I mean, this would be great.
Like, I give it a zero of me wanting.
Oh my god, this movie's gonna be so fun, and you guys are haters. All right.
I just have no brand loyalty to Mission Impossible.
Okay, well, I do. It's great. I'm excited. Let's go.
Okay.
Kayla, if you fucking try to play or pause anything ever again, I will cut off I will cut off your hands consensually.
Well, telling me that is going to make me actually do it.
There's nothing to pause because it won't play.
Did you just resume playback?
No, I can't watch this.
Why? Yeah.
I'm taking off my headphones. I can't watch this. I haven't finished the season yet.
This could be a fucking beer commercial for all I know. I know it's not because I can see the title, but. I love this show, but this trailer is incredibly disappointing. Oh, that's great. Ooh, I made a mistake. That looks
you are the only one who is watching the trailer right now.
Why can't you see it?
This video contains content from movie clips. It is restricted from playback on certain sites because Achilles did not find it from a real source.
I got it from YouTube.
I'm not.
You can't see it either?
Nope.
I can see it. I'm just not watching it.
Okay, good.
Which link did you click on? There was like two different links.
We can save this world.
Oh, wait, what song is this?
From the ashes, build a new world. Our world.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I was not very excited. Okay, that's great. I'm excited. I
wouldn't have to pause things if you actually knew what you were doing.
I'm not doing anything. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm less excited. I was excited because I wanted this series to be about like the samurai world and them to do a bunch of Japanese shit in the Japanese park this time, but now they're not.
Yeah, I really need to finish the first season.
Oops. Okay, next trailer. Someone queue up whatever's next.
I mean,
I have to be quick.
I tried, but it's not playing for me, so.
It is for me.
Right now. Stop.
I can
That's
see
the important part.
Go to your children right now.
Okay. This is 10 Cloverfield Lanes.
Oh, okay.
We announced this, remember?
Yeah.
We fucking called it. Yeah, and it came out on Netflix. We told
and
you it was done.
Are really ripping into it.
Right now.
Yeah, okay, the reviews aren't great, but I'm going to watch it tonight, and it looks fucking amazing. And I'm super excited.
Yeah, it's on Netflix now to watch, right?
Okay, so we're gonna watch that, and we're going to report back, because I love Cloverfield, as we talked about last week. And we're going to see if this is any good, because there is a good possibility. Ikedasaka! Can you guys fill 2 minutes of dead air while I go get another beer?
I can try.
Your first instinct was no. Okay, be right back.
Like, fuck no. You can't do this.
I'll do my best.
Sure, we'll talk about normal things, because you're not here. Woo!
Am I allowed to talk about deepfakes?
Sure, if you want to talk, I don't know, actually, because it's not uncut. Maybe we're not allowed to talk about fancy stuff like that, even though he always brings up.
Oh, it really is fancy. It's too highfalutin, yep.
It's pretty fancy.
I cannot see these trailers. I don't know why you can. This is a problem I keep having when
what
I use...
What browser do you use?
I use Firefox.
Oh, well, that's what you're doing wrong. You're using garbage.
Chrome doesn't run properly on my computer sometimes.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm back. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
A good computer, but it's like, I don't know.
Can you get...
We're trying to figure out his technical difficulties.
Listen, we're just going to keep going. You have the list of...
Yeah, I just did that instead.
Sure. We're going to watch the Crocodile... Oh, wait. We have to talk about what we just watched. What we just watched?
Cloverfield?
The Cloverfield Paradox. So,
you said we were just going to come back to it. That's what you said.
Well, I'm back to it now because I have more.
I feel like
beer.
You shouldn't be running this show right now.
You told me to do this with my body.
I did not.
So this movie has a 5.9 on IMDb right now and 20% on Rotten Tomatoes and cost Netflix nearly $50 million to make.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. No. No. No.
To purchase.
But the director was Julius Ona, who is a Nigerian-American filmmaker. And if I know anything about black people, he probably blew all the money on spinners.
Well,
wow.
Yeah. Wait, do you mean fidget spinners or like shorty thoughts or like what?
Fidget spinners with 20-inch dubs that are also spinning on the fidget spinners.
This conversation is hurting my
heart. It should have actually been the other way around. Yeah, he hasn't done anything. They're just like, hey, let's give this diversity hire a movie. And it turned out to be shit.
So what I read is that they knew it was not going to be good. J.J. Abrams said he felt there you had to, for theatrical releases, the Cloverfield brand had to be of a specific quality level.
So this is the guy that wrote Star Trek Beyond. He also helped write this movie. He also helped write on the Big Love TV show, which is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So a bit of an untested writer, but, you know, wrote a pretty good movie in Star Trek Beyond, which is weird, but fun. And hey, then Chris, a first time director who did not make anything good yet and ends up making this not very good movie, which is kind of heartbreaking because I love this. But you know what? People didn't like the fucking first Cloverfield either, and I liked that movie. So
I didn't like the first one, but I liked the second one.
I liked all of them. Danielle Brühl is in it. Though. What was it?
Can I admit something?
Yeah.
I've seen no Cloverfields because I hate the monster design.
Well, the monster's only in one. And apparently, like, this one ties the two movies together because I thought they're all pocket universes, but they're all in the same universe, I guess. So, like, they had a monster attack and an alien attack in the same universe. I'm like, oh, it might be kind of annoying.
It's overkill.
Yeah. Again, they're completely different. But I guess these ties together. I'm like, you know what? This might be a bit like the Paranormal Activity films where fans of the series will like these, like, kind of anthological backstory tie-ins. And they'll be of varying quality, which is a bit like Lost. So I'm okay with it.
These names, though, these character names.
I read an interesting thing. If you sync up the movies, like, all play them at the same time, they all have a very large action beat happen at 18 minutes and 20 seconds.
I don't got time for that.
Do you know if you calculate that out, it makes the number 666?
No, it does not.
Yeah, it does. It's Satan speaking.
Satan, Illuminati confirmed.
Yeah, Illuminati. Satan's Illuminati has been trying to talk to us through memes, and now now they're using movies and Poppy will be the second coming of the devil.
Fucking Poppy.
Poppy is the Antichrist, and I swear my allegiance to Poppy now.
Who is Poppy? Is she that meme singer? I keep hearing people.
She is no meme. She is a YouTube sensation.
She is a child robot.
Is she a singer about memes? Like, I don't
know.
This is all I know.
Kind of. She's a singer.
She's a singer. She sings about culture. I guess doesn't everyone? She says things like, do you believe in the internet? Delete your Facebook profile. Okay, so the names are Ava Hamilton. Hey, Gugu Mbatha-Raw is in this movie.
Oh, how come you're getting full names? I'm only getting like their last names, so it looks hilarious. I got like Hamilton, Kiel, Schmidt, Monk, Mundy.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Well, Monk, there's Acosta. No, there's also Mundy Volkov, and Volkov, Tam, Mina.
Jensen, Michael, Molly. It's just like, guys, all right. What's with all the one names? It's weirding me out, man.
Ravelcast's official pet. What do they call? No, that sounds racist because she's black. What do we call? What do we call people that we own? Slaves? No. Mascot. Ravelcast's official mascot, Gugulethu Sophia Mbatha-Raw, is also in this movie. We talked about her recently because she's in other movies as well.
You said she looked hot in her IMDb picture, but and then you looked further and said she's not.
You know what? She's not our... I looked at more pictures of her. She's not our mascot anymore. You're right. No. I keep going down this black hole.
Can our mascot be Negasonic Teenage Warhead?
No, I don't. No. First of all, I don't like bald chicks. I got a blowjob from a bald chick once, and I put my hand down and, like, touched the side. Well, she had, like, a head, side of her head shaved. And I touched it, and it felt like a dude was blowing me, and I almost lost wood.
I know those feels.
Yeah. Not a good feeling. I don't want to feel any type of
buzz. I ignore that she has, like, a buzz cut. I think her face is cute.
She also looks like she's 13. And a
yeah.
She doesn't, but she's not.
Yeah, but that's not okay. The fact that she looks like she's 13 means we're going to have to put you on a list. You know what, man? I'm just gonna keep an eye on you from now on. Just like, no, I'm just gonna keep an eye on you.
Y'all, your white women look the same, okay?
All my white women.
Whoa. Excuse me, as a white woman.
All the women on my Freebie 5 are black, by the way.
Classified by skin tone and hair color.
All the women on my Freebie 5 are black. You can't say the same thing.
Does that make me racist that I don't have a black person on my Freebie 5?
Yeah, that makes you super... That not only makes you racist, it makes your dick racist. And the dick the dick is like, you know, the most unbiased part of our bodies. And if that's racist, then you know your racism goes deep. Because there are some fine black chicks.
Yep.
And
dudes, too.
Yeah, like my mom. Or Megan Good.
I'm not sure if you called your mom a dude or if that was just you.
No. That was just I called her really a hot weird dude. Timing.
I like really Donna Meagle timing. From Parks and Rec.
You like a half black Quincy Jones's daughter. All right, that doesn't even count. She's less black than I am.
Rashida Jones.
Yeah, wait, which one do you like?
I'm talking about the one played by Retta.
Oh, Jesus. Retta. Doesn't she just play Retta? Megan Good. Beautiful woman sometimes when her eyebrows are on point and her skin doesn't look so shiny. All right. That's one. Beyonce. Rihanna in the SOS video. Yeah.
But only in that video.
Well, she got work done after that and I didn't find her attractive after that. Carrie Hilson. She has cool colored eyes. And she can sing really good.
Is Mila Kunis something?
She's Russian. That doesn't count.
Is she?
That's
no,
white.
No, she's something else, too.
Yeah, Russian. No. She has Russian. Oh, and then on the other side, she's also Russian.
Oh.
No, you're right. Because her dad is a Russian cab driver, but her mom is Russian. Alicia Keys is a beautiful black woman.
Oh, you cut out.
There's lots of beautiful black ladies.
What about... Oh, Zendaya. It's pretty attractive.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Zendaya when she turns 18. I'll be...
Wait, what? She's not 18? No, she's 18.
I don't know.
She's the same age as the Warhead chick.
She's 22.
22. She played a 16-year-old like last year.
21.
I don't know. But Kristen Bell played a 15-year-old when she was 25.
What movie was that? Suicide Diaries?
Veronica Mars.
Mars. Jeez.
She was 25 when she was cast as that.
Wait. Oh, Kristen Bell. I was thinking of the other Kristen Dunst.
I did say Kristen Bell, right? Ew, no, not Dunst. We don't talk about
it. Yeah. Yeah, she was, but she's also like 3'1", and she will look the same for the rest of her life.
I don't think she could play 15 now, but sure.
I could play 15.
I think Raven Simone was fine.
Fine.
You're just picking the only six black people you know. You're like a big fan of Oprah and Viola Davis.
I've got to say Oprah. Too old.
There's what about Stacey Dash in her prime?
Clueless.
Yeah.
Who was that lady in something?
Clueless. That was it. I've seen. The only thing, just Clueless.
Yeah, that's the only thing she's ever been in.
But that girl looks like she could drink a lot of love.
Yeah, she was in the show, too. Ugh, that's where she went wrong. Who was the other chick in the Clueless show that played Cher?
I don't know. You can look that up if you want.
Rachel Blanchard. Whatever happened to her? Anyways, continue talking.
She died from AIDS.
What did you bone her?
Looking at that Blanchard chick.
No, she didn't.
She got full AIDS from working with a black person for so long.
Wow.
I can't believe that happens.
You are the worst.
You know who's still hot? Angela Bassett. She's also in Mission Impossible.
Is that your girlfriend now?
Well, she looked good in the trailer. You got to admit that.
She did. She's beautiful. She's good.
She's fine. I like her. She was good. Okay, we're going to move on to the next trailer. Next trailer is for Crocodile Dundee. Engineer Ray, whenever you're ready. I'll take that as a ready sign.
I'm ready.
Okay, go.
Lion King, you lied to me.
It is a Lion King.
Hey, losers.
Is he from Australia?
Yo, where the kangaroos at?
Brian Dundee?
Yep.
Really?
Oh, wow. It's his American.
Yeah.
Is it the son of his brother that moved to America? Because that's a great idea.
What do you mean Dundee's lost?
Hey, Wolverine.
So many handsome men in this.
Nobody talks about me.
So far,
like
too.
That. Is she Australian?
A knife?
Yeah.
How big?
Oh, she's hot too.
She's in all Australian except for the
John McTeigh. Yeah. Except for the main character.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a humpback whale give birth?
Who's that?
It's a bloodbath.
That's the brother of Hemsworth. Oh, Isla Fisher's in this?
She's lovely.
My dad.
She's married to
Mariah. She's my girlfriend. I will steal her from him.
That's the one you want for deepfakes.
No, I just want her to be in real life.
I own this country. And Dundee's going to learn who the most dangerous animal in Australia is.
Who's this?
Russell Crowe.
It's me.
Oh.
So much Australia.
Whatever. Her name is Lil Donk.
Yes!
My mom's side of the family are all jazz musicians, so kind of comes natural to me.
I wish that was real. Oh, that's
great.
Great stuff. I wish it was real. I would go to that movie.
It's not real?
It is not real. It is fake. It is for Australian tourism.
Damn it.
Next up, I have nothing more.
No, you're not even gonna.
Whoa, what do you want to talk about? Wait, what? Okay, hold on. Next one's I Kill Giants, Ray.
You're the worst host of it.
I'm on my 14th Michelob Ultra.
I'm going to divorce you already.
Please don't.
That's how bad you are right now.
I really need the alimony, I guess. So. As long as that keeps coming, I'm good. Also, I need the emotional support and for my family to not think I'm gay for at least another 6 years. I can't tell you why.
Because you are.
Could you imagine if I denied womankind the wonderfulness of my delicious caramel cock? Oh, God, the riots they'd have in the streets. No, they'd have a second women's march and all to get me to not be gay anymore. Ray, Ray.
It actually happens, and all we hear is crickets.
What?
What?
What'd you say about Angela Bassett? You leave her alone. She's a beautiful woman.
She's a treasure.
40% of her body is covered in black tar. Think about that. What happened to Soman? Is he dead?
I think he died.
No.
You ready?
Oh, I thought we already started playing. Remember, because I can't see it in Watch Together.
I was going to when I say go, we'll go.
Okay.
He's very bossy today.
Ready, go. He's like, I say go. And it's let's not talk about the trailer. You think we're just playing this and talking about some random, what are we talking about, pussy farts or something?
Wow.
This is a really good comic book. I enjoy it a lot. I like the name. Oh, well, already less excited.
Oh, so you were serious.
Hey. Zoe Saldana is a hot black chick.
What about your sister?
Yeah.
She's even hotter when she's blue and 9 feet tall. If you
asked me to. That would be hilarious.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Stuff going down. I find giants. I hunt giants.
And I fuck giants.
I kill giants.
Wow, way to go dark.
Is this like a baby Buffy?
cool. How dare you?
You know, Buffy is short for bunny, and she wears bunny ears. Think about it, conspiracy.
I hate you.
This is Evangelion. It's like anything. But where the wild things are.
Was never even there. Giant's not real.
These are two girls that would have stabbed their friend to death for the Slender Man if they didn't think of giants instead. That's the type of kids these are. Yeah. I don't like you, bitch. Crazy. You buck-ass teeth.
This isn't real.
You're not listening to me. This giant is coming. We're gonna save this town.
This isn't what the book was about.
This looks stupid. Ask yourself,
is this based on the manga? Life is a
coward, also, she really needs to take those bunny ears off.
Or a warrior.
No, bro, that's her thing.
Yeah, I was about to say, this feels like a cheap anime adapted into a film.
It was a cheap manga comic. Good comic. I suggest watching it.
Oh, watch the comic.
Yeah,
that giant did not look great.
That giant.
I'm so bad at pausing.
No, you are pausing it after I pause it. It's causing it to play.
I haven't touched it.
It says that was going Kayla Quinn paused the playback
because you didn't pause it in time.
I did pause it.
You didn't.
Yeah, but you have. It takes a second sometimes. Me. Maybe you
took. Oh, well, that took like five seconds.
No, what? Maybe you to deposit that attitude in the trash bin, sir.
Wow. I'm definitely divorcing you.
That movie, I Kill Giants, is based on a book called I Kill Giants. It's a fun name. It's a fun name about a bunny-eared protagonist who kills giants. It's made by Joe Kelly, who's really good. The movie already has a rating on IMDb at 7.3. I mean, it looks good.
Liar.
It's a bit like When a Monster Calls and that type of movie, which I don't mind. And the guy who directed it also directed a bunch of shitty short films that I never watched because they're all stupid art pieces. So that's always a good idea to give them big movies. I don't know. I'm excited. How do you guys feel about it?
I don't think I'll be seeing it, probably.
You just hate Harry Potter so much because a wizard molested you when you were nine.
I don't hate Harry Potter. I just...
Hey, wait, no. Every time you say Harry Potter, Kayla has to say, Harry Potter!
Harry Potter is a... Dobby is a pretty elf.
Did they kill that guy? I hope they killed that guy.
I thought Imogen Poots is older and hotter. Am I wrong about this?
Yes.
Yeah, she was a girl in Need for Speed. Yeah. How did she de-age so much? That's weird.
She was born in 89.
She's like 12 years old in this new movie somehow.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. And she looked like it in the fucking trailer.
Was that actually her? That's creepy.
She plays a young Valerie in V for Vendetta. Whoa, Valerie's name starts with a V. Did anyone ever notice that? Also, Green Room. That's cool. A good movie.
Yeah.
I Kill Giants.
I can't deal with you.
It looks interesting. I
want to be on your level.
It looks like, I don't know, what I imagine a Girl Goonies is.
Girl Goonies?
No, there's not enough people.
Hashtag Girl
there's
Goonies.
There's only two chicks.
Yeah, I want to see a fat girl lift up her shirt and have to shake herself out before her friends will let her inside.
Like I have a tab I can share with you right now.
Using each other. You have one of those deep fakes for a child sloth face put onto an adult woman's body.
I just meant some pornography of curvy women. That's all I meant.
Should they make deep fakes porn with children illegal?
Yes. They already are, actually, because
super illegal.
What if it's children's faces on adult bodies?
That's weird. It's already illegal.
Is that more illegal than adult faces on children's bodies?
I think they're equally illegal.
I think one's way worse than the other.
Yeah, one is way worse.
I'm actually uncomfortable.
You're the tune.
Wow, you finally made me uncomfortable.
You're the tune into the uncut to find out the backstory of this one.
Anyway, next trailer.
Next trailer is for Skyscraper.
By the way, I'm not going to watch that movie in case anyone was wondering my opinion on anything this entire podcast.
Why not? Why won't you watch that movie?
Because I'm not 12 and I have no interest in it.
Which one are we talking about?
The Giants.
Oh, I Kill Giants? That is...
Remember the Little Giants? That was a good movie.
Basically the Little Giants.
No, it's not. Soldiers?
Yeah. Toy Soldiers was one of the best movies ever made and no one acknowledged it. Do you know how good that stop motion animation was for those toys?
Yes.
I
went to Universal the year it came out and they were advertising it everywhere. It was great.
We get it. Your parents took you on vacation because they loved you.
They took me on vacation once.
Sorry, I have a question. Are you and your girlfriend okay? Because you haven't mentioned her yet.
Yeah. Is she dead?
I'm a little concerned.
Oh, good job, Kayla, you fucking bitch. Yeah, now you can do this to him.
Now I've made it
awkward.
You're
a real prick, you know that, Kayla? Jesus.
Hey!
What an asshole. Hey.
Anyways, I feel giants. Looks like a terrible
thing. The thing you love that used to make you happy? You haven't talked about it. Let me bring it up just in case I can make it awkward. Oh, it is? Perfect. This is what I... Kayla Quinn wanted.
It's okay.
_9.
That's why I'm dying alone.
We played Portal 2 yesterday.
Woo!
I'd never played Portal before or Portal 2.
See, it's fine.
Is everything okay?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about it?
No. I don't know.
Second uncut.
That's not what this is for.
This is why we come here. This movie stuff is to fill time until we can find out about your girlfriend.
Find out the things that we don't want to talk about and then talk about them.
It's called Engineers Ray's Bay Bay. I'll put up a splash screen. You'll have your own transition.
I really insist.
His nickname is the Manhandler. Fixer. Manhandler.
I would rather take Manhandler.
Yeah.
But you don't always date men.
It has to be one word. It has to be one word. I will not
ask. Manhandler. I got it.
No, I mean, you can't put a space after man because that's something different.
I will call the segment Mandler, but
okay,
your initials ER for Engineer Ray is stuck in stone. I have carved them on a giant piece of soapstone and I've buried them in the Tunisian desert.
You can erase
desert.
The bottom and it becomes FR. You can erase like the bottom in the E.
Yeah, you want to dig out the limestone? You do that. But until then, how are things? You guys playing Portal together? That's cool.
Yeah,
is she gonna graduate from high school anytime soon? Or
whoa.
Hey man, I'm not 21 anymore. So
God, even that's so raw. Oh God, our standards are very different. What is she scared of?
Why?
What?
That's private.
I don't want this to be weird, private. But I need a list of her fears and her blood type or else I cannot move on.
I can tell she's like a Slytherin.
Murdery. Slytherin, oh God.
When you heard
you're
that,
Slytherin.
You're like, I hope I'll be...
You're not a Slytherin.
I'm a Slytherin.
No, you're not. A you're a Hufflepuff.
I don't know. The sorting hat told me Slytherin, so...
Well, it was wrong.
The sorting hat accidentally misidentified your feelings of self-sabotage and suicide with cunning and envy. And like, He's like, no one can actually hate themselves that much.
I am envious. I am pretty envious.
Yeah, we get it. You're a Hufflepuff. Because they envy all the other schools. So, yeah, go ahead. Kayla,
I was just laughing.
You should give him some advice on how to handle the Slytherin. Like, when he met her.
How to handle a Slytherin?
When he met her, was he like, hey, you're a Slytherin? That's great, because I want to slither in between those thighs and fuck you with my Asian penis. Like that?
I'm never letting her hear this.
The worst.
Good thing she can't hear this because she's deaf. What type of retarded is she? I know there's something wrong with her.
My kind.
You?
Oh, interesting. So she like tells you how she feels, but luckily she doesn't feel anything, so she just doesn't talk.
What is happening?
I'm really drunk. I feel
like so drunk.
No, I'm fine. I'm being hilarious.
Are you stoned too?
She likes wrestling.
That says all I need to know. Just kidding.
I used to date a girl that liked to be choked too, dude. You can pretend all you want, but they're just freaks. I've been trying to buy you time to load up the skyscraper.
I loaded it up for me, like, instantly.
Okay, well, I'm ready. 3, 2, 1, and play. God damn it, Kayla, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
I haven't touched anything in a very long time.
FBI, show me your hands!
Oh, is this a sequel to Dark Knight Rises?
No, this is a prequel to the Fast and the Furious franchise.
No, it's not. Where does he get a leg?
He doesn't. You don't see him in shorts in the Fast and the Furious movies, do you?
Oh, that was just in my mind. Let me ask you guys
a question. Is The Rock black?
No. Well, his kids' genetics thinks he is. Gross. Because he had kids with a white chicken that came like full black. But he's for sure Samoan. He's Polynesian, man. After your security assessment, they found him in like Fiji or New Zealand or Norway.
Found him.
One of those.
Oh, that was a really good slideshow. Like, built a vertical city,
but you brought. It says he's a black Nova Scotian and Samoan.
Black Nova Scotian.
Yeah, does that even have
you? Wait, him and Neve Campbell had black kids?
No one really knows. Maybe they're adopted. You don't know the story.
Yeah, I'm sure they were. But I'm just a glorified security guard. You don't get to pick which kids you adopt. Although, I guess if you were adopting kids, them being half black is a high probability.
Wow. Just fine, I
promise you that. This is about a fire in Dubai. No. In China?
Tell me. How much do you love your family?
I love them enough to...
This is about bringing Neve Campbell's career back. That's what it's about.
Hey, man, she had Scream. She doesn't need anything else.
Doesn't she? That was like 100 years ago. They chose this building. No, it's just a random movie.
Oh, it's the... No, this movie. It's like a Die Hard, but with a cripple. So wait, that movie...
Oh, so he built this building for triads.
Oh, by accident. No.
He didn't build it on rock and roll.
What? Watch.
And now the feds think he's working
now,
willingly with the.
If fans. You look inside Courage. The helicopter, who's that? Vin Diesel.
Has no limit.
This is Fast and the Furious spinoff. Whee! If you can't shoot a cripple at 300 feet running on a straight platform, you deserve to lose your job.
Skyscraper.
This movie's so fucking generic looking, they gave it a generic ass looking name too.
They used Demi Lovato's Skyscraper.
No, what I would have called it? Fake Foot High as Fuck. What do you think?
Why not just High as Fuck?
Because, no, Fake Foot, because there's gonna be a whole bunch of adventures. You think all of his adventures are gonna be on top of a fucking building? No, it's gonna be a whole series. Fake Foot Under Siege. Will be him.
Oh, he assesses security for such skyscrapers. Okay.
I am the world's leading skyscraperologist.
Must be some real gang shit up in them skyscrapers.
I'm hearing leaking audio.
I just hear you cutting out.
We should all go to see I Kill Giants simultaneously and Skype each other from the theater.
I would rather see... I don't know the names of movies now because now I feel a lot of pressure.
Maybe you could be like your girlfriend and not see anything because she's blind.
Okay, she's not Anne Frank. Okay.
I am 100% sure that she is Anne Frank. Skyscraper is a new movie that is starring The Rock.
I'm just going to drink my wine and let you guys.
How do you feel?
Dig yourselves.
Is The Rock just constantly busy now in movie after movie? Because it feels like he has no downtime.
Yeah, but
he is living the dream.
He almost makes a good movie every 4 years, so that's not bad.
Almost. No. The sad part is he probably could make a good movie, but just doesn't.
But why would they pick Neve Campbell as like The Rock's wife? Who fucking was like sitting there in the meeting? It's like, all right, we need him to have a wife, you know? So it looks something like after his kids, like who exudes like that motherly kind of charm? And it's like, I know Neve Campbell. And they're like, what? Neve Campbell? Yeah. Maya Angelou's dead. So
what?
Oh, you didn't hear? It happened 9 minutes ago.
Oh. That would be really fucked up.
Now, when I'm thinking about a serious action film to have The Rock star in, because this is a pretty, you know, very, very serious action film, I think of the director of Dodgeball, a true underdog story.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Or his name is Rawson.
Yeah. Rawson Marshall Thurber. This is all... Like, if his first and middle name didn't piss you off enough, his last name just seals it. It's like, this is the worst name ever. Thurber. God damn it.
Oh, it's because he directed Central Intelligence, which also starred The Rock.
Yes, but that was a goofy movie with Kevin Hart. Same with We're the Millers.
No, but I'm saying that's the insane logic that chose him for this movie.
They're like, let's do something completely tonally different because he's worked with the lead actor one time. I'm excited.
I love how Easy A is like one of the first things that he was literally the nose guy.
He acted. Oh my God, that's cool.
That's the dream. That's the dream. That's what I want to be known for.
Quiznos guy.
When I've directed actual films.
Hey man, he wrote and directed Dodgeball, one of my least favorite movies starring those guys.
You don't like Dodgeball?
No, I don't think Dodgeball is that funny. What the? Why do people like that movie so much?
Okay. Rip Torn is funny in it.
Rip Torn is not good in any movie.
Fuck
except
off.
One movie. The one he won the Oscar for. Fingered. What?
Is that Freddy Got Fingered?
Yeah, the one he won
Daddy,
the Oscar for.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Daddy, would you like some sausages? I taught that to my friend's 3-year-old, and he does it all the time when they have sausage. Would. It's so funny. Okay, can we agree that it might be Vince Vaughn's worst movie?
What about Vince Vaughn?
His worst movie is Dodgeball.
I like to think Fred Claus.
Okay, yeah, he's been in worse movies. Bad example. Alan Tudyk. He's been in a lot of things, God.
Yeah, that would be his worst movie, yes.
Unless you don't like Ice Age 8. Jerking off with the melted ice because fuck you, world's older.
I did not know there was an Ice Age 3 through 7.
There's as many Ice Ages as there are Land Before Time movies at this point.
No, there are not 14 Ice Ages.
You're right. There are more Ice Age movies than there are Land Before Time movies.
There are 100.
Next trailer. What is it? What even is this? What trailer is this?
No, you picked them.
You can see it. I can't see it.
It's I can only see 20th Century
it's
Fox.
It's a Deadpool TV spot.
Oh, I saw this today.
Okay, ready? We'll count down and we'll start it together. 77.
100.
76. 60. Damn it. You got to get it. 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm waiting.
Kel, you paused it.
I never touched it. My hand is on my one.
It's saying that you're pausing it over and over again.
I will play it. I will press play. There we go. You're welcome.
I fucking hate you.
Love you too.
No, I do love you. It's weird.
I know. Right into it. You're not the first.
But you will be the last.
But they have no concept. Doubtful.
Oh, you can tell us the future because there's errant paper lying around. Because as we go into the future, what we use more and more is paper.
Absolutely. Wait,
no, stop.
Do you have a cape?
What in the actual ass? Dale, why are the visual effects not done? It's a metal arm. It's not like we're trying to remove a metal
arm.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, fuck it.
I love him so much.
I'm Cable, and I'm from the future, and I like blowing shit up.
Yeah, my sound effect.
Reach for the sky!
Oh, no, Sheriff Deadpool.
You know, you're a lot taller in the...
Shut up, you little asshole. Take this...
Oh, regeneration powers, activate!
That's not something you say.
Cable,
I got the stones to help you.
No! No biting. They're done already? Oh. Wow, oh my god. That's unrealistically fast. Okay. Get it.
I feel like they should have cast John Cena for Cable.
I think John Cena is
You would.
Hey, there's Negasonic with some hair.
Do you feel better now?
Blind Al's attractive. She's on my creepy phone.
Your time's up, you dumb nice. Fuck.
Well, that's just lazy writing.
Wait, is that the same day as in Din?
Probably not.
All right, well, what do you guys think? Deadpool 2. We've talked about it
still
extensively.
Excited.
Looks amazing. What do you guys think
I'm
of the trailer?
I'm excited because there's, like, trailer-exclusive footage they made just that. You know.
Yeah, how much of that is going to be in the movie? Probably not anything in the first half. Probably all the stuff from the second half.
Also his sexy photo.
Yeah,
of course. Have you seen his sexy photo? He's such a burlesque dancer.
What's that from? Flash Dance?
Yeah.
I did
Flash
it.
Dance.
Good recall.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So Deadpool 2 is coming out May 18th, 2018, starring Deadpool as Deadpool. And Tim Miller, no longer directing, now directed by David Likes. Like, produced by all the people that were helping Bryan Singer and covering up his actions, Simon Kinberg and Lauren Shula Donner. And, yeah, Ryan Reynolds is back. And Marina Baccarin looks hot in that little second that I saw her. Brianna Hildebrand looks great as Negasonic Teenage Warhead. I love seeing Zazie Beetz as Domino. That was fucking great. It looks like it looks pretty serious, but they're definitely having fun with it. I'm into it. I mean, I'm more excited. I think Cable looks pretty good, albeit a little small. And I wish he was more techno-organic-y and had full white hair. That is my only quips amid this. But I'm equally as excited as I was.
Same. I can't wait to see it.
I hope they don't play Cable as too serious, though. Like,
why so serious?
Yeah. Well, if they play it right,
because he has to be able to react like as a tired asshole to Deadpool.
Yeah, he has to be sarcastic with him, not a Groot character. Or sorry, not
okay.
A
this is
character.
Like the perfect role for me because this is actually me. I'm just Cable? An old tired asshole. I'm an old tired asshole.
You think you should have been cast as Cable?
Yeah.
Well, you think you're as attractive as Keira Knightley? Whoops, I should not have said that sentence.
No, she's too skinny for me, but she has a pretty face.
I agree. I actually agree 100% with that sentiment. She's a pretty face, but she's way too skinny.
Yeah.
And I can't even
picture
her.
And she also
got
a lot better at acting as well. She was a terrible actress, but she's a lot better.
She's great in King Arthur. She wore leather shorts.
I forgot about that movie.
Excited for the movie Deadpool 2. Great trailer. Okay, next trailer is what?
Red Sparrow.
Red Sparrow.
Oh,
ready?
God, I've seen this too much.
3, 2, 1. New Red Sparrow trailer. You've not seen this.
Jennifer Lawrence. She's an assassin.
You're an assassin.
I wish. I'd have so much more money.
What is it?
I have to go away for a while.
Oh, no. That Russian accent's so bad. Oh,
it's
no.
Really bad.
I was
right?
To take
what is happening? Hi, Boobs.
Why'd they let her talk?
An enemy of the
we
state.
Talked about this movie. Oh my god, straight across bangs? That means she's Russian? God, that's racist.
Instead, they cut his throat. There could be no witnesses.
Wait, who is this chick?
So
this is the Black Widow movie. Jennifer Lawrence stars as Mystique, living the life of Black Widow.
From this day forward, you will become Sparrows. Weapons in a globe.
You know what the best part about the Avengers movies was? Is that they did this entire movie in a sentence.
You must learn pretty much to push yourself beyond all.
You must learn to be sexy from this old Russian woman. When you know, proprietors of sex. The
world no longer exists.
So sexy.
Every human being is a puzzle of need.
You have to fuck a bunch of dudes to get in.
You become the missing piece, and they will tell you.
Sluttiness makes me uncomfortable.
There's a sex cult like that in America.
Is there really?
Yeah, it's run by the chick from Smallville.
What do you gotta do? Just fuck. I'd like to fuck a bunch of people.
You have to brand your parts with, like, the guy's name, and, like, you have to give them a bunch of, like, blackmail material.
Get close to him.
I'm, like, actually not making this up. Like, Allison Mack from Smallville is in a sex cult.
Yeah, she used her connections to recruit while she was leaving Smallville, I think. Like, Kristen Kruk you can do for reported
work with me
having been briefly involved.
Whoa.
Listen, I branded some letters on my genitals, but I'm not like crazy.
Your only problem is you have a soul.
I would love to fuck a bunch of people. That'd be great.
We can't trust in a word.
But I'd be scared about STDs. So
there's something else.
I'll just go to jerking off to deep fakes of young Haley Joel Osment with an older Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, God.
Well, she's compromised.
An 18-year-old.
The worst person.
They're both.
What have you done?
Is this Darren Aronofsky, right? That's what this is.
They'll never let you go.
I'll find a way.
That accent is so bad.
Oh, it's real bad.
Oh, I got that wrong. Kristen Kruk recruited Allison Mack, and then Allison Mack rose above her.
No shit.
What? Kristen Kruk's actually in the sex.
Not only that, Allison Mack can fuck better than Kristen Kruk. That's good to know. I never liked her because she looked like my girlfriend from high school, which would give me PTSD. And
which one?
Kristen Kruk.
Oh.
You see it? And I also didn't like Allison Mack because she wasn't hot. So.
What? She would be on my free.
Yeah, no, we get it. Anyone who looks obtainable, you'd want to fuck. Because apparently you can't even fantasize yourself fucking a hot person because it's such low self-esteem.
Wait, are we saying Kristen Kruk is hot or Allison Mack is
neither.
Hot?
Neither! I hate them both!
Okay, I can see it maybe a little bit.
I meant Allison Mack. Pictures.
Allison Mack is not hot, and she's never even been in anything good. Why would you have to be in a sex cult? Like, what do you do?
Sex. Hold on, let me read this stuff.
You do the sex.
He would send other women on his behalf to be like, he wants to spend some one-on-one time with you, and whatever you were doing, you had to drop it immediately. And, like, I don't know. I don't understand this.
It seems dumb.
Like,
but if I could bang a bunch of chicks and use, like, some sort of weird cult energy to do it, I'd be down.
Oh, it's cut. It calls itself a multi-level marketing organization.
Also, it's but a pyramid scheme for sex.
You have to brand your genitals.
Yeah.
Pyramid scheme for sex. I don't know. I've heard it all.
I can kind of get laid by being awkward and begging for it. So I'm okay with that for now, I guess. Anyway, you should look into that sex cult and have like a weekly feature on it. Try to uncover some shit. Next up, we have the trailer for A Quiet Place.
Ooh.
Yeah, and this is cool because it's a husband and wife team being in a movie together, rubbing each other's backs, acting scared. That's fun.
Wait, what? Emily Blunt is married to Jim from The Office?
Yeah, you didn't know
and
that?
And like, I
did not know that. Jim and Pam were married.
No.
No, she's married to Jesus.
Yeah, like me. He has lots of wives.
Fine. He has 260 wives and lives on the planet Kobol, according to the Mormons. What's Pam's real name again?
Jenna Fisher.
Yeah. She's in a new show, actually.
Husband. This is something you should be looking up. His name is Lee Kirk.
Well,
I don't like to look up competition.
I do. It well fuels done, my fire. Sir.
Well done. She was married to James Gunn before that and divorced him before he did Guardians of the Galaxy and got famous and rich. That sucks. And then she went over to Lee Kirk.
I did not know he was straight.
Who, Lee Kirk?
James Gunn.
He's not. That's why he got divorced.
a beard only lasts so long.
And now she's married to another unsuccessful director. She'd stay with James Gunn just for a few more years. He'd be rich. But nope. Oh, shit. Her new husband worked on her old husband's TV show. That's weird.
I smell a fair.
Yeah, he's only directed like three things, and one's an Office episode. Oh, God, this is rough.
Anyways, she's
she married the wrong guy. You got to go back to your old one and get that fucking Guardians money and then divorce him.
Maybe yeah. He sucked in bed.
Yeah, but I would hold on to it for Guardians money.
Nah.
You would sleep with James Gunn for Guardians money after all you've said about him?
I just couldn't stand his personality, that fucking loser. You know what I do? I'd light a joint in his face.
Okay.
I'd blow the smoke in his face and be like, stop being a faggot while I fucked him.
No, he has to fuck you. That's the terms of this.
I don't know. That seems kind of gay. Not into it. All right, here we go. A Quiet Place. 3, 2, 1.
Be quiet the whole time.
A Quiet Place is about a family that has to live as
silently making as possible,
or else horrible things happen.
No.
He wrote and directed this.
Whatever is hunting them is everywhere.
No, no, she wrote
like,
it.
This is like it comes at night, but
there's nowhere to go.
Because there's actually something that comes. Instead of it comes at night,
the only people this family had to rely on are each other. Obviously, living silently is an impossibility.
I don't have like to figure out which sounds an official are safe trailer has them talking the about the movie.
Yeah, we get it, John. You directed a movie. You don't need to shove it down. Has to speak
sign language. There's a whole lighting system that they communicate with.
Oh, I thought she wrote it. Never mind.
Women can't write.
This movie.
Shut up.
They haven't.
Are they gonna wake up?
So emotional.
Are they gonna wake up and the whole house was encased in Jell-O?
Like it's not really like what? Alien goo, but like the actual Jell-O. And Dwight is just laughing.
Yeah, it's Rainn Wilson's revenge. He's like revenge.
Over and
this
over.
This is the actual preview
over
part.
Again. Hi, kiddo. Oh, wow. Super symmetrical shot. Great job, John Krasinski.
So much hate.
I don't know. I'm happy for him.
So much anger.
This looks great. Visually, this looks great so far. I love super symmetrical shots. Especially when they're uninspired camera movements.
Calm your tits.
I love it. No, I love it. Oh, I know what we'll put. Sand. That'll never wash away. Dumb motherfuckers. You tie shit onto trees.
What? No, they're doing that so it's less sound, dum-dum.
What? No, the sand. Oh.
The sand was so that they make less sound. Not yeah, so they can find their way.
Okay, well.
It's not Hansel and Gretel.
They're not idiots. They know they live here.
They're not leaving breadcrumbs. Like, fuck.
What is the point of leaving breadcrumbs to your own house? From your own house. To your own house.
Why don't you use clothes, dummies?
Yeah, idiots. You spray paint, you dumb bastards. Oh, kids are the worst. They're always knocking shit over. I was that kid. True. I would knock over a pop at every restaurant we went to. My entire
life. That's a metaphor for your life.
I just couldn't stop doing it. I still am haunted by it.
Is this like Lights Out, but with sound?
Lights Out.
I don't know.
Good.
I didn't see Lights Out.
That's nice.
I haven't seen it. I saw the short that it was based on. It was creepy.
I saw the long it was based on, the movie itself.
Eat a dick. You should go like hang some clothes so you can find your way home.
I'm surprised any women live in that fucking universe because you have to be quiet all the time. Just watch the guy do one thing that the girl asked him not to do. She's like, I don't care if he kills us. You're picking up your damn laundry.
Haven't I seen this before? You guys have this was a Buffy
never
episode.
Lived as black people. Yeah, Hush.
Oh, one of the best Buffy episodes.
Hush. Yeah. Season 4, episode 2, I think.
Yeah.
All right. That is a movie called The Quiet Place. It's about a place where you have to be a quiet place. Directed by Jim from The American Office and starring him and his wife, who were supposed to be Black Widow and Captain America. True story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I could kind of see
it. It is produced by Michael Bay and Brad Fuller. And it's supposed to be scary. what do you guys so think?
Much scary, about, very scared.
About a place you're supposed to be quiet, you mean like Remedial Math?
Nice. Well done. Great job. I loved I like horror movies. So I like this. I think it looks fun. I think it looks creepy. I like mechanic and rules in my movies. And yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. I like the John Krasinski and his wife, both as actors and actresses respectively. And I saw his other movie, Brief Interviews with Hideous Men. I didn't get it. But yeah.
Is that the actual title?
Yeah. Also, he's going to be Tom Clancy's Jack Bauer. Is that excited for?
How do I word? What are words and how do I use them?
Listen, he's great. I'm excited. I think this movie looks creepy. I like the mechanic of the super quiet. I like the huge claws on the wall. Really eerie. Not seeing the monster. I'm very big fan of. Kayla, how do you feel?
I'm excited to see it. I like horror movies. It's been a while since I've really seen many good horror movies. Probably like one in the past 5 years because none of them scare me. Although I don't think this will as much scare me, but I like the idea of just not having anyone talk because then they actually have to act.
I agree. They should put Ray's mom in horror movies so they can put the horror back in horror.
Wow.
Fuck you, Ray.
Thank you.
How do you feel about this trailer?
I'm very interested in it, but I hope they don't do jump scare stuff.
Yes.
That, first of all, because it has such an interesting concept, I do not want them to rely on.
Or just do like one that we're not expecting.
Not even that.
Atmospheric even. Scares. No, I totally. They make such a great atmosphere. Don't spoil that by making us jump.
And.
Pussies.
I can't say I'm excited to see it. I'm excited for it to come out, but I don't watch horror films in theaters because I'm scared.
You have a girlfriend now.
Wow.
When she's old enough to leave home we without a supervisor, scared. You can take her to the movies.
You can hold each other's hands.
Yeah. Do you know what?
That fear must be so nice.
Fear is an aphrodisiac. Fear means...
Yeah, because you feel like you're going to die, so you want to do it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jeffrey Dahmer said that too.
Yeah. And look how well it worked but for him. He got laid all the time.
It's different when they're already dead.
He always did dinner dates, but I mean, he's the only one enjoying the dinner. Next trailer we have is for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, which I am predicting to be the worst movie of the year. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Sure.
Oh, that's interesting. The shadow of the horse aligned with the... Oh, he tapped on the ground.
Can't forget the tappy-tappy.
You know how they reached out with their hands? You know dinosaurs, how they would attack with their hands and not their faces? Even though their faces are elongated from their bodies, their hands
are... It's so cute! I want one!
We don't really believe it. It's like...
That kid's gonna die.
I remember this moment in the first movie, but that is not as special.
Something's coming.
It's a T-Rex. It's the T-Rex.
It's not a T-Rex.
No, oh, it is a T-Rex.
Wow, that.
Who's the lead female again? She looks like a cheap Gwyneth Paltrow.
Bryce Dallas Howard, yeah. And you shut your whore mouth.
She doesn't look good in this film.
She's the daughter of an extra from Happy Days, okay?
Not yet, kid.
Sunday, Monday, no. Happy Days.
And the director of Star Wars, a Han Solo story.
Yeah, no, Bryce Howard is on my freebie 50, but she doesn't look good in these.
Oh, movies. Really? They made another monster? How original. They haven't tried this concept
yet. Wait, you get 50? It's freebie 50
yeah,
now?
Yeah, you don't.
I thought it was only 5.
No, depending on how you look, you get a multiplier based on, like, on a scale of how good you look on a scale of 1 to 10, you get an inverse multiplier on the amount you have for, like, 10, your freebie 5.
So what you're saying is I still only get 5. Cool.
No, you get 1.
Oh!
And it has
to, I know who that was.
And it has to be an old black guy.
Idris Elba. Done.
Oh, no, you're not wrong.
I love him.
It has to be whoever voices
Grandpa. He is on my list. Boondocks. What?
It has to be whoever voices Grandpa in Boondocks. That old black guy.
Oh, I love that show.
Fish don't fry. Who does in voice the kitchen. Him, actually? He's that old guy, the dad no, I from know. Friday.
Oh, is he really? Yeah.
Beans don't God burn bless. On the grill. It took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill.
I had to do a dance John routine to that song, and it was racist.
I remember it very well.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. What, you came to dance recitals?
No, back I mean in the song.
No, the dance recital I had to do was racist about the song.
Oh, okay. No, my
it was a
just,
bunch of little.
Like, what are you talking about? I was just singing the song. I mean, I sing the whole fucking thing.
No. You never listen to my story.
I do, but I'm saying I remember it very well. Not your dance recital, but your
the song.
Also, your dance recitals, actually, but that's a separate, whole separate thing.
Creepy.
Fallen Kingdom. What do you guys think after watching the trailer? Ray, you start.
I'm confused. I thought they were running away from the volcano on the thing, and they were evacuating all the. Is this after they evacuate?
Yeah, so this movie's going to have a false ending and then another ending. They're going to escape the island. They're going to get home. They're going to build another dinosaur.
Dinosaurs are coming to America.
Yeah.
How long is this movie going to be?
It's going to be just like the second movie because
100 hours.
Remember the second movie? This is what happened.
I thought that was in the third movie.
Nah, the second one. Third movie, they went back to the island.
The second movie was We're Back, but in real life form.
Second movie was... They go to the island. They're hunting down a bunch of the things to bring back as trophies.
Jeff then Goldblum has a black daughter.
Yeah. And then the movie ends and they bring back a T-Rex back to L.A. And then they start another movie without telling you about a T-Rex in L.A. and a bunch of people dying. Yes, that. Who's doing that?
Me. I'm the sound effect person, remember?
No, that was never anything that was ever discussed ever. Pew, pew. Stop it.
Yes, it was. Both of you. I was told I needed to get a soundboard and do that. I'm pretty sure you said it.
J.A. Juan Antonio Garcia Bayona, who directed The Orphanage and The Impossible and A Monster Calls, is directing this movie. He's 42. It's starring Bryce Dallas Howard, who is Ron Howard's daughter, and Chris Pratt, who is Chris Pratt's dad's son.
My daughter.
Yes. After seeing this trailer and seeing how shitty it is, how much less excited about the movie are you?
Wasn't enough Jeff Goldblum.
Oh yeah, Jeff Goldblum is supposed to be in this movie. Where's that?
Yeah. So it's gone to a minus 12 for me.
Well, maybe they just do not have enough interesting parts to show in this second trailer.
Michael Crichton is rolling in his grave. Hey, he is dead. Oh, that's good.
Oh.
Oh, well, I don't.
Oh, I wanted a Congo too.
Here's an interesting.
I won't see it in theater, but I'll probably drunk review it. That's how I feel about it.
I will see it in theaters, and I will be angry the whole time, and I will talk shit, and I will look around the movie theater incredulously for like emotional support, and I will get none.
Yeah, because everybody will be like, oh, wow.
Yeah, but
I won't.
Dinosaurs.
I won't see in theaters unless Achilles pays for my ticket.
I'll buy you a ticket, and then I'll take someone that you hate most in the world to the movie with me instead.
That's fine.
And then
I don't have to see it.
And then we're going to text you clips of the movie on Snapchat, and you're going to have to watch it.
When does this movie even come out?
It's out right now.
Is it?
Nope. The movie comes.
I called your bluff, fucker.
The movie comes out on June 7th, 2018 in the United Kingdom, and then June 22nd, 2018 in the United States.
What about Kanata?
Kanata will have the same release date as the United States.
America!
I'm really excited to see Jeff Goldblum back. This movie's going to suck, but I'm going to watch it because I think they know these movies suck now. But it doesn't look like it. It still seems like he's trying to play serious, which worries me. I'm so sorry for burping. I've had so many Michelob Ultras. What trailer is this next one?
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
To the Wasp in 3, 2, 1.
I just have one question.
You're terrible at this.
Question.
You play.
I'm gonna start playing. Oh, fuck.
All of you.
If I'd asked you, would you have come?
I guess we'll never know.
Oh, that's how you explain her not being there, you fucking cheap fucks.
You'd have never been caught.
Oh, sassy.
Why was he doing like a suave, sexy voice?
Tutorial sexy.
Because he's sexy.
Oh, he's the people I love the most.
Oh, I would fuck Paul
Rudd. I
would
fuck the shit out of Paul Rudd. And then I'd let him fuck me.
We had to run.
While my dick's still dirty. I wouldn't even wash it.
Same.
But I love him.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is adorable. But he's not like sexy. He just seems like a really sweet guy, and I think that matters more.
You guys were right. She did too much plastic surgery or something.
Yeah, but her face is like less swollen than it used to be. But she is like a far cry from the girl on Lost or even Toriel. Eh, that's lame. The enemy looks cool.
Hot Wheels!
You just need someone watching your back.
That chick was great. That chick, that little kid was great. That's
like pretty. A partner.
Okay, I'm in. All right.
You were already
in.
Shut up.
I came.
And blasters.
So I take it you didn't have that tech available for me.
No, I did.
I love my
game. Oh. Yeah.
And this logo is so sick.
Yeah, this looks fun. This is super fun.
I love them.
All right, this looks stupid again. I'll take it back.
Do you know
the way? Oh my god. Okay, Ant-Man versus the Wasp is a new film starring Paul Rudd and Evangeline Lilly, and they're fucking superheroes, okay?
Shocking. I never knew a movie could have superheroes in it until now.
You did know that. You know why?
No, I did not know that.
You're a smart lady. I really enjoyed talking with you.
MRT, stop lying to me.
Stop knocking.
Our relationship is based on honesty of us hating each other.
Stop knocking me down while I'm trying to set up for the big spike.
No, I like
it is directed by Peyton Reed and written by 9 people, including Paul Rudd, one of the writers on the movie for the film. Peyton Reed directed one of the which movie do you think has won the most Oscars of any movie?
Moulin Rouge.
Get the fuck out of here. Podcast canceled. Ray, Ray.
I don't know any other Peyton Reed movies besides Ant-Man.
Well, which movie do you think won the most Oscars?
Ant-Man?
Yeah, Ant-Man. Ant-Man won more Oscars than Lord of the Rings. The 19th highest grossing Marvel film has won more Oscars. No, Peyton Reed directed the Oscar-winning, the highest Oscar-winning movie of all time, Bring It On, which I believe won Oscars in all categories.
All of them.
He also directed a movie.
It's hot in here.
Stop it. There's must be some clovers in the atmosphere. I said, ice. He also directed a movie that was bad that I liked called Down With Love, which is not a movie I would usually like, but it was very interestingly done. So did the movie called The Breakup, which was not a good movie. He did arguably one of the best Jim Carrey movies of recent time, Yes Man. And he also did Ant-Man and the Wasp. So I like him. I think he does a good job. He did a good job with Ant-Man 1. Excited to see what he does with Ant-Man 2. Wasn't thrilled with him taking over for Edgar Wright, because I think I would love to see what Edgar Wright wanted to do with the Ant-Man. But you know what? This guy's pretty good. He directed things on like New Girl and shit. So you're okay, dude, and I hope you do well. Although he is,
and Edgar Wright had years to deliver, and he delivered not a lot.
Well, the more his budget has went up, the more his movies have gone up. So Bring It On had a budget $28 million. Down With Love, $35 million. The Breakup, $52 million. Yes Man, $70 million. And Ant-Man, $130 million. So he like almost doubled his budget every year. Bring It On had a B. Down With Love had a C plus. Breakup had a C plus. Yes Man had an A minus, and Ant-Man had an A. And they had scores of 63%, 59%, 34%, 46%, and 82%. So his highest scored movie is Ant-Man, and aside from that is Bring It On with a 63% rating. So he doesn't really have a great track record, but I liked Ant-Man. I liked Yes Man. I liked Bring It On. I think he can pull off this movie, and I'm just as excited for it. I think it looks okay. Pretty good, which is all I really want out of a movie these days. Like, if this is okay, I am great. But
it was one of those trailers that was like set piece, not any actual information about what's happening.
That's very true. I don't know who the villain is.
Yeah, but do you want the trailer to give it all away?
I want to know a little.
I don't know. I hope those are the only set
pieces. He's an Ant-Man. What more do you need? He's an Ant-Man.
If it's being marketed as a romantic comedy, I want to see like banter between Evangeline, one banter between Evangeline Lilly and Paul.
Yeah, like where he forcibly shrinks her down and has her brutalized nearly to death by his ant army as revenge for not talking to him when he wants to be spoken to. Okay, who hasn't seen? I know it's a typical romantic comedy trope, but I'd like to see it in this movie. I didn't like that one-off line about why she wasn't in Civil War. She should have been, but I think this is great. I'm excited for this movie. It looks fun. How do you feel, Kayla? Has your mind changed after watching this trailer?
No, like I'm still excited. I don't know. Like, I don't know how I exactly feel about this movie because like I'm excited to see it, but at the same time, if I didn't see it, be sad about it. It's kind of a weird emotional roller coaster I'm going on right now. It just with this movie
better be good. And Randall Park is in it as a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, which is great because Randall Park's hilarious. Soman, how do you feel, bud?
I am excited, but this trailer showed me cool things I would rather have been surprised by in the theater, and I would rather have gotten story elements in the trailer.
Agreed. Okay, next trailer is for what?
Mute.
All right, so everyone mute your volumes, and we'll play on three, two, one. And now, God damn it, woman!
That time I actually
you
did
are
it.
A real piece of shit.
You're welcome.
Oh, that girl's hot.
I only think she's hot because she has blue hair. Like, I looks like Joel McHale. She is hot. Yeah, she's pale and blue hair. I'm in.
And blue lipstick, dude.
Which black actor is that?
Eric Sarsgaard's in this.
Is he a vampire in this one, too? But you
don't know. No.
I don't know. For a movie called Mute, there's a lot of girls talking. I want to know
what the deal is. Wow. This
crazy party. Is that Paul Rudd?
I think so.
That for sure was what's his name from Parks and Rec. That is Paul Rudd.
No soda. What is this?
Duncan Jones is great. He even directed Warcraft.
I don't.
Yeah, you guys did put Warcraft in. I was wondering if you would.
Not very talkative. Something's going on.
I saw Source Code in theaters, and I wanted my money.
Did
back
he out. Just come out of a time machine from fucking Anchorman?
You gonna give me some trouble, big boy?
The Anchorman sequel is weird. That famous Amish
better than the real one.
I didn't know they made a cosplay porn parody of Miami Vice.
This is the crossover you've always wanted. True Blood and Wanderlust. Oh, that was cool. What the fuck was that?
Did you do anything for her? Say your sword.
Can't speak. Calm down. Leave him alone.
Is this
God.
A dark city? What the fuck is going on? This is either brilliant or awful.
I have no idea what this movie is about.
Don't know.
It's called Mute because after you see the trailer, you're left speechless.
I hate you now.
Why are you that not working for line. The that company? That's a great tagline. This is a movie directed by Duncan Jones. Duncan Jones is an excellent director who directed Source Code, which is an okay movie, Moon, which is an excellent movie, and Warcraft, which is an okay movie, which, you know, that's pretty good. Two in one. He's white. I like that. he's also only directed like these three movies, and this is his fourth. So we're still not sure because he's pretty inconsistent.
All right, guys, it's about a mute bartender goes up against his city's gangsters in an effort to find out what happened to his missing partner.
Oh.
Is Paul Rudd mute? Because he talked.
Justin Theroux's no. in this?
Alexander Skarsgård. I think I called him Eric Skarsgård because I don't know his name because he's too beautiful for me.
It's Xander Skarsgård is how he likes to go by.
Xander Skarsgård.
Is that the funny? Is that the son of the funny Dutch guy in Avengers and Thor?
You know what? I always wondered that. Is he related? Is he related to the other Skarsgård? Or is that... No, that's Skarsgård. That
cannot be a common name even in Dutch language.
I think it is. There's like only 19 of that last name's there, I'm pretty sure. Sam Rockwell's only in good things, so this should be good.
Who's this person you're talking about? What's their name that he's related to?
Alexander Skarsgård. Is he related to Bill Skarsgård, who is an Exorcist 4 and Thor 1, 2, and Avengers for some reason?
He is the older brother of Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, but Bill Skarsgård is not who we're talking about. We're talking about a man who is much, much older.
Stellan
Skarsgård isn't who we're talking about either.
I don't know.
Yes,
who you're
we are. We're talking about Stellan Skarsgård.
This question.
Is his son.
And yes, he's the son.
Yes, okay, he's the good. Son of Stellan Skarsgård. Not to be confused with Sarsgaard, which is a...
Something we all need to buy.
Yeah, it is a white mask. Peter Sarsgaard, who is another actor from, like, The Magnificent Seven and Green Lantern and shit.
And Prison Break.
The Killing.
Until Dawn.
different families of Swedish heritage. But yes, that is his son. Do you think he was like, Dad, you were in Exorcist 4. I'm going to go be in True Blood. And he was like, okay, those things aren't really connected, son. Do you think that happened? I just like want to ask him these things. I wish I could pick his brain. So now that we know that Mute is about something and it was directed by a person and starring people who's related to other people we know, how do you guys feel about it? Ray, we'll start with you.
I felt like the trailer was too busy. I could not detect a very consistent through line in the trailer. It just felt very, like, not even set PC like Ant-Man, like very frenetic, showing off as much cool stuff and being like, wow, you've not seen this before. Wow, you've not seen this before. Wow.
You're right. I didn't get it either. All right. Next up on our trailers, what do we got here queued up? A bunch of more. There's a bunch of Netflix originals. We're gonna have to go through those eventually.
You know, I'm really starting to feel very upset that you're not asking my opinion on anything. Like, am I even here anymore?
I thought you were supposed to be researching that sex cult.
No.
How do you feel about Mute?
Yeah. No.
No. No. Hold on. I deliberately left you out, and I was going to make a joke about it, but then I forgot to make the joke and actually just moved on and left you out. So,
yeah.
I want you to know
it's fun.
That it was calculated, but I meant to rub it in. I just failed to. But anyway, go on.
Yep. I'll remember. I will not forget that. And it's on Netflix, which means I'll probably watch it because it's.
Did you watch Bright?
No, I should.
I have watched Bright.
I heard it was bad.
It was a movie. Oh, boy.
It was a thing.
I'll do a full Bright review later. I just have to do
it. Isn't that just fake Blade?
No, Blade was like fun and like charming and shit.
Yeah, that's why I said fake Blade.
No.
No, it's more like Men in Black.
No, Men in Black was also fun.
Yeah, but like, I mean, the premise of it.
No.
Working with aliens and shit.
They're not aliens or orcs. They're from Earth.
Yeah, so it's like Blade.
Whatever.
No.
No.
It is nothing at all like Blade. He is not like a special orc who's like a
daywalker.
Are
there vampires?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Well, you guys don't know anymore. Watch the fucking movie instead of making these shitty comparisons. It's like, oh, it's like Cinderella, you know, because like the orcs and the humans.
So it's a romantic comedy about bestiality. Okay, good. Let's
Joel Egerton, who was in the trailer for the last movie being all serious, played the fucking silly ass orc cop in this buddy cop movie. That. Thank you. Moving on. What the fuck? That's gay signal that we have to end this subject immediately. We have to destroy it with lasers. It's our safe word. What trailer is this?
How'd you know? It's Avengers Infinity War.
Avengers.
I thought there already.
Huh?
Avengers.
This is a Super Bowl Infinite stuff. These are all Super Bowl
where stuff. Okay. Yeah. That's why I've seen them all.
I've never seen a movie before. Oh my god. Every time I click play, it pauses automatically and I have to play.
There was an idea.
Because it hates you.
I think I've seen this one already. To bring is this the same clip as last time? People. Yeah, pretty much.
You didn't pick it from an official source.
Yes, I did.
So
this is
movie
official.
Clips trailers is not an official source.
You know what else is an official source?
So when they needed
your
us,
penis.
That actually is. I'd be in for the joke, but that is technically an if official source. Could. Oh, yeah, this is new footage. Whoa, bro, there's some Alex Ross paintings, if I've ever seen any. Oh, no, they're not. Never mind. They might be. I don't know. You guys there?
No.
You will know what it's like.
That guy's always getting his, like, fucking wood stairs fucked up.
Desperately that you're right.
What's up, Peter? Whoa. Is it a big circle in the sky? Yeah. You don't need spider sense to show you that.
This is the dreaded. This is the old trailer.
Great trailer, though.
That's fine.
More like low key. You can add the new trailer if you find it. I think it might have been just a TV spot. Recycled.
Yeah, it was just a TV spot. I'll add.
Fuck it. Let's just watch this trailer and talk about how good it is. Oh, look, Spider Man's there, and Thor's pulling shit because he has no fucking hammer. He doesn't need a shield. He needs his vibranium shield. It's not like some generic shield. He's like a shield expert.
You're so angry.
Give him a vibranium gun.
One considers when balancing the universe. You know, I've been saying this Thanos line to my dog constantly on walks.
What?
Wow. Put a smile on
my face. But this puts a smile on my face while you take out
the whole thing. The whole thing.
What is the whole thing? What's the point of flying around if you're using fucking handguns, you sack of shit?
Because they didn't think out Falcon's power set very well.
Yeah, they didn't at all. He doesn't have a power set. He can fly around on wings. Why don't you get 1,000 Falcons? Then I'll be impressed. Who are you guys? Oh, we're the Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm Asian.
Wow.
Fuck this movie. I'm excited. Whatever, we don't need to talk about it. No, keep going.
Just oh, get it's it over another one. With.
Oh, here we go. This is what we wanted.
It's all been leading to this.
Sexy time.
So each should have their own individual missions. They're all going to sync up at the end. Oh, exciting! I know it sounded sarcastic, but I am excited. Oh, that CG looks bad. That Africa shit looks stupid. They're fighting a bunch of, like, oxes and shit. Get the fuck out of here. I have nothing to say. Pew. Just keep going. Pew.
I mean, I've seen some of that footage before in the leaked Comic-Con stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it looks great.
There was nothing really new.
No, new. Next.
Not for new.
It's weird. You like hang out with animals more than
are these the monkeys that attack Avengers?
George, he was 2 years old.
This is the this is the Congo sequel you wanted.
George,
we got it.
The jungle.
That's one of the silverbacks.
This is the thing from the what you call it? The
movie?
That thing with the stuff?
The movie where the monkey bit everyone and infected the whole town.
No, he tried to pick up Thor's hammer and he got sprayed. Was that infected?
It's okay.
This morning he's 9 feet pushing 1,000.
12 monkeys.
Whoa, he's one of the silverbacks. You have to kill him with a diamond laser. Thanks, Michael Crichton.
Oh, I love this prequel to Mighty Joe Young.
I don't like how it's race bent. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know about the 34?
Hey, it's my boyfriend. Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I have a lot of boyfriends in these previews.
Kind of sound like a hoe. No, just kidding.
A little bit. Hey, I've loved Jeffrey Dean Morgan before anybody else.
No, I liked him before even Danny Duquette. I liked him as Dean Winchester on fucking Supernatural Season 1.
Having George
Daddy.
Him as Danny Duquette.
And then he got killed.
Danny Duquette.
Denny.
He had cancer.
No. And Supernatural, and he was on Weeds too. Weeds and was he good, died in yeah. that. He dies in everything.
He's the dead dad in every show I've ever watched.
Yeah.
He was actually the dead dad on Lost. They just never showed him.
So true. The Rock does and everything.
So wait, did aliens make monkeys big?
Okay.
And now he's getting mad.
You have to evacuate Chicago. George didn't ask for this.
George, see, it is George of the Jungle.
Oh my God, you're right. Is that Joe LaTaglia? Is that a wolf?
Yeah. Rawr.
I thought there were more monsters.
What about the lizard? Yeah, where's Godzilla? Oh, they couldn't use Godzilla. Maybe this will be for the Godzilla. No.
I feel like there was a trailer where a lizardy thing came in. There it is. Isn't that the lizardy thing?
There's something in the river.
No, I think that's a white elf.
It's a croc.
Just thinking, the only thing that's missing right now is a giant crocodile. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what you were thinking, Rock? It's on 420. Okay, I'll go see it. I know what I'm doing on 420.
I will not go
something
see it
Christian
on
420.
Yeah. Oh, man. What a journey we went on today.
Is that it for the trailer?
That is it. We have watched a lot of bullshit. Is there anything that you guys watched that is making you be like, that is great? Anything you were watching that's like, you know what? My excitement has gone down.
What?
I'd say Red Sparrow nothing. I'm less excited for. And I would say I'm more excited for Mission Impossible Fallout. That looks great.
Deadpool, I'm more excited for because we only had a fake Bob Ross parody before.
I'm kind of even on it. Nothing there really impressed me too much, I would say. Jurassic World looks just as fucking stupid as I thought it'd be. Ant-Man and the Wasp looks fine. There's a couple things that a little, like the Hello Kitty thing is like, it's funny, but I don't know.
We'd have to know more in context.
I'll tell you what, like, I'd see the...
It'd have to be seated well, not just randomly there.
Well, Mute, I'm definitely going to watch because I have no idea what the fuck I did watch. And what is it going to do that before? So I'll give it to you there. So out of all we watched so far, Mission Impossible Fallout, Cloverfield Paradox, I Kill Giants, Skyscraper, Deadpool 2, Red Sparrow, Quiet Place, Jurassic World, Ant-Man, Mute, Avengers, and Rampage. Which one are you most excited for? Or which one do you think had the best trailer?
Deadpool.
Infinity War. First, the actual trailer, not the TV
show. I would say I like the trailer of I Kill Giants the most. I thought it was a very well-made trailer. And which movie do you think will be the best of these films? Outside of Deadpool, because we're pretty, like, gung-ho on that.
I hope A Quiet Place, but I doubt.
That would be great. If that's the best movie of this list, if it was better than Avengers, I'd be thrilled.
Yeah, but yeah.
Mute could be the best movie on this list.
No, it couldn't.
Fucking Red Sparrow could possibly, just if we got past the accent.
No, can't do it.
Okay, fine.
I think the Dundee movie will be the best movie.
And which
the greatest movie of all time?
Which movie do you think will be the worst of the entire list? So basically, your choices are between The Rock Jurassic or Park. The Rock. Oh yeah, Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. You think it'll be worse than Skyscraper?
Maybe.
At least Skyscraper isn't like spitting. / pastiching something that came right before it.
How often, like, in The Rock's life will he have to stare at a green sheet and pretend to see stuff exploding? Like, do you think he might do that more than anyone else in the world?
The Rock isn't even a real person. He's just a robot. You know that, right?
He's a rock bot.
Yep. There's no human.
And him and Nev Campbell have black kids because he has nigger semen and she has... fucking African eggs in her tummy, apparently. Those kids better be adopted.
Nope.
I'm gonna watch that movie and those kids aren't adopted, I am burning down the theater. I would say the worst movie is gonna be, I hate saying this because I'm gonna watch it, but Rampage. It's gonna be really bad.
It's gonna be terrible and I'm not gonna watch it.
Skyscraper is such a dumb naming concept, like they have to try hard. There's Rampage.
I'm probably not gonna watch that either.
Oh, well, they didn't actually film in anywhere in China. They filmed in Vancouver, so I already have no hope.
They basically did film in China. They're like, we need Asian extras. They're like, so everyone in Vancouver? All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Rafflecast. It's a real weird one.
It was a mess.
I was drinking a lot of French beers. Oh, that's why they kept surrendering as I drank them. Thanks.
You are the worst.
This episode is brought to you by Cronenberg 1664. It is brought to you by Kayla's 500 famous boyfriends. Yes. Apparently the sex cult was just you and all the famous guys in Hollywood.
Yep, I'm creating that now. Thank you for the idea. I will follow through.
Yeah, you are most welcome. Where can people find you online?
Kayla Quinn _9 on Instagram or Twitter, because I'm not cool enough to have the regular name.
Engineer Ray. Operator.
At Salmon Rider on Twitter.
Manhandler.
At Salmon.
Manhandler Salmon Rider.
Thank you.
It's almost like semen, but
not. What's your Tinder profile name?
I don't use that because I'm in a loving, committed relationship.
He has a girlfriend.
Do autistic people have their own version of Tinder where they swipe up or down instead of left or right?
No, it's just called looking at people. That's it.
They should have a
interesting,
like a short bus Tinder for people with like some disability.
Oh my God.
Why? You don't think they need love too? I know nothing pisses you off when you see a Down syndrome person with a boyfriend, but they're allowed to love as well.
Why am I here?
Okay, do you remember the first thing you ever said to me? At 15 years old, you came up to me and it's like, you know what I hate more than anything in this world? I'm like,
you're so full of
who
shit.
Are you?
I didn't talk to you in who high are school. You?
And then you were like, when I see disabled people and happy and in love, and I was like, oh.
Come on, let's be real. I was too cool to talk
I'm
to
like,
you in high school.
I'm like, you want to do a podcast in 12 years? And I was like, yeah, okay.
I'm like, yes, I will have fallen by then.
Yeah, but by then, most of my hopes and dreams should be beaten out of me. It should be fine.
Yeah, I'll be super bitter. No hope left. Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
You guys can find me at Achilles on Twitter at Rafflecast as well. You can go to rafflecast.com and download and stream all these episodes. And until next time, well, we're not streaming right now, but we will be again in the future once we get certain things figured out. And finally, stop Mexicans from voting, which is why we're here, guys. If you want to donate to that cause, just don't just build a wall on the border. Build a wall around your hearts. And that's all we're going to ask of you today. To make...
Build something together to keep other people out.
Yeah. Let's make our hearts great again. Keep singing. Please.
No. No, it's terrible.
The way I said it was really aggressive, too. I was like, keep singing. I sounded like Liam Neeson in Taken, and I like immediately was like, please... I'm sorry.
Are you going to take me if I keep singing or if I stop singing? Very confusing.
I'm going to do it either way, but like one way is bad and one way is good. But I don't know which one produces which. So your guess is as good as mine.
I like gambling.
I like gambling too. And until next time, we remain podcasting. When the ones you depend on are pushing and pulling you down. So far from everything. Thought I ever knew that something has to change and things will never be the same. You tear my mind.